Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1698, Frank J. Emmett Jr.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, land lying northwest of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, and being 850 feet west of Love Creek, and to be located on 1/2 acre more or less. Gentlemen, we have received a booklet. That booklet was received on September 30th of 2010. It contains a site survey, a tax map of the general area, a zoning map of the general area, a copy of the minutes of the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for August 12th of 2010, a copy of an environmentally sensitive developing area report for this application, a copy of a conceptual site plan for Pelican Landing, which is an adjoining B1 neighborhood business district. On August 11 of 2009, DLDOT provided comments that referenced that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service E of John J. Williams Highway will not change as a result of this application. On October 26 of 2010, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments that referenced that a project site is located in the Angola Neck planting area, that the proposed use will utilize an on-site septic system, that when the county provides sewer service to the area, a connection to the system will be mandatory, that the county does not have a firm schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required at this time. On October 26th of 2010, the Sussex Conservation District provided comments in reference that the soils on this site, there is only one, that the applicant shall be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, that it is not likely that any on-site or off-site drainage improvements will be necessary, and that's most likely because of the size of the parcel. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
I have one question, Mr. Lang.
Sir.
And I think you said that. I just want to make sure that I understand it. Is this piece surrounded by B1?
It's wrapped by B1.
Okay. Because it wasn't that. I think that's the case, and it just wasn't that clear on the map that was handed out. So.
If you look at the last page of the exhibit booklet, right, it shows the Pelican Landing, and at Pelican Landing's project included several small parcels along with a bigger track.
Right.
And it appears that those tracks around this parcel.
Okay. Like I said, that's what I thought, but then on the notes that were handed out to the commission earlier.
But the one site map, I think, shows a parcel in between.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
All right, sir. Well, Mr. Emmy, good evening. Welcome back. Step right up. I see you've lawyered up since the last time you were here. So the chair does recognize Mr. Fuquay.
Hopefully his attorney does better than his team.
That was a tough blow right there. I'm telling you. We're gonna have to censure you, I believe.
You're right.
I'm still trying to get over to Philly, so don't go to work on that.
Quarterback,
he just needs to get a couple games under his belt. He'll be all right.
They just need to get the right quarterback.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I represent the applicant, Mr. Emmy, who's standing next to me. Mr. Robertson, just to answer your question, if you go to the tax map that's in the records out here, it doesn't show the B1 coming all the way over.
Well,
that's incorrect.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to get on the record.
Yeah, the B1 does come all the way over and comes behind the property. This is an application for a change of zone from AR1 to B1 neighborhood business. As Lawrence stated, there was a small exhibit book that was submitted. The application is for a half-acre parcel. It's located on the northwest side of Route 24, 850 feet west of the Love Creek Bridge. And as you gentlemen already know, Mr. Emmy originally filed an application for this parcel to rezone it CR1 commercial, and he appeared before you back in August. The commission recommended denial of that application, questioning the appropriateness of commercial zoning for Mr. Emmy's property, commercial zoning being the CR1 designation. The commission further recommended that if Mr. Emmy filed for a different zoning category within 6 months, then the fee would be waived. I didn't represent Mr. Emmy at that time. He contacted me immediately after your decision, and on August 19th, the commercial rezoning request was withdrawn, and the B1 application was filed in its place. Mr. Emmy actually purchased this property back in 1998. He actually rented it before he purchased it. It was his residence from 1995 to 1998, and he continued to live there after he purchased it until 2005. Over that period of time, commercial activity continued to develop in the area, and in 2005, he bought another property and moved to a home outside of Georgetown. He kept this property. It's been used as a rental home, and basically, from talking to him, it's basically a major part of his retirement plan. Mr. Emmy is seeking the B1 zoning to enhance the value of the property and to really bring it into conformity with the character of the area and the commercial trend of use that's occurring. He doesn't have any specific plans for the site at this time. It's anticipated that the home could be used as a real estate office or a law office or a similar type of small business type of office, or it could be torn down or removed and a new building built to comply with whatever business intended to operate there, or that the property would be combined with an adjacent property and incorporated into an adjacent use. This really isn't speculation, but it's really a recognition of what has occurred in the surrounding area. In the exhibit that were submitted, there's some tax map and some zoning map. And basically what it shows on there is that the to the east of Mr. Emmy's property is an existing older motel. I believe it's called the Bay Breeze Motel. To the south of his property, that would be across Route 24, is the marina at Love Creek. That is zoned marine. And I know you're familiar with that. There's numerous greenhouses on the property and boat storage. Kind of across from Mr. Emmy's property is a there's boat storage or boat sales. There's another type of office located there. And there's, a small mobile home park. And then going north north of that or west of that, at Camp Arrowhead Road, there's a gas station and convenience store, which is zoned C1. And then across from that on Mr. Emmy's side of the road is the Peddler's Village Shopping Center, which I know you're all familiar with, which is a fairly large regional shopping center in that area. Toward Mr. Emmy's property coming east, there is an office building that I believe was approved. I don't remember whether that's was rezoned or conditional use. And then adjacent to Mr. Emmy's property on the west and the north are the lands of Pelican Landing, Route 24 LLC, and that is a proposed shopping center. That was rezoned B1 in June of 2009 when it was approved by the county council. In the exhibit book, there is I think it's the last exhibit in the exhibit book, there is a site plan of that shopping center, and I think that really speaks a lot toward what we're really saying to you. Basically, you'll see the whole shopping center there. Mr. Emmy has this kind of missing corner of that property, and directly behind his property is going to be a store, retail stores, and then to the west of his property, immediately adjacent to it, will be parking, and there's a pad there for a bank. So basically what we have is his half-acre parcel. What's grown around him is there's a motel on one side, will be commercial buildings behind him and to the west of him, and there's commercial uses across the street. So this really is an infill parcel. The B1, again, is more appropriate. Obviously, the size of the property really doesn't need commercial zoning. B1 is really the appropriate zoning category. As Lawrence stated, DelDOT did not require a traffic impact study, and minimal traffic impact is expected. The entrance, of course, will be subject to DelDOT requirements and approval. A well already exists on the site, and the site also has an existing septic system. The site is in the Angola Neck planning area. Service is not currently available in this immediate area, but the site will be required to connect to the county sewer system when service is provided. There's no negative environmental impacts likely. As I said, the site is currently used as a residence. I did submit a short environmental impact report, which is in the exhibit book. The site is in the environmentally sensitive development area, which is a growth area under the comprehensive plan. And as you know, when this use is changed to an office or to any other use than a residence, it will have to come back before the Planning and Zoning Commission for a site plan review by the commission and approval. We believe that the B1 rezoning will bring the property into conformity with the character and the zoning of the surrounding properties. I did prepare some proposed findings, which I'll submit to Mr. Lank. And basically, that is everything we have to present, other than any questions you might have.
All right, sir. We thank you very much. If you'll stand by there for a second, there may be a question or two, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'll start with a question for Mr. Lank. And the motel that's there, that was predated our zoning ordinance.
Yes, it was.
And what kind of zoning was it given?
It was pre-existing. It wasn't any zoning at that time.
There wasn't any zoning to be provided. Well, Mr. Fuqua, you've answered all my questions. I appreciate the thoroughness of your presentation, and this moment, I'm happy.
Well, it happens once in a while when there's not a plus report. So, all right, sir. Mr. Smith.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Ross.
I have no need to break this run, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Lank.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel.
No questions, thanks.
All right, gentlemen. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1698, Frank J. Emmy Jr.? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1698? Anybody on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.